let's begin with the scripture reading for today. It comes from the book of Isaiah. I'll be reading from chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. This is a verse in reading that you're probably familiar with for this time of year. The wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat the straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. May we add a blessing and understanding to the reading of these words. And Dave, just like I had said, we're going to have the opportunity to hear more, so we'd love to hear from you right now. Thank you, sir. David, so much for that. I really appreciate it. We love having you here and your musical gifts, and thank you for sharing those with us. I noticed when I was reading the scripture earlier that I might need to comment. I have new prescriptions in the last couple of days, and apparently this distance is not something we've tried doing with these yet. And so if you see me kind of lean to one side or stare a little extra hard, I'm just adjusting to the glasses. It's all going to be okay. So appreciate you tolerating me trying to figure out my way through that. But I'm glad that everyone's here. My message this morning is entitled, My Christmas Wish for Peace. Seemingly since the dawning of humanity, peace has eluded us. And yet, we still long for it to be realized. We still long for peace on earth. You can see it in Christmas songs that say things like, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Or the words of Robert Fulghum, author of All I Really Needed to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten, who says, peace is not something you wish for. It's something you make. Something you do, something you are, and something that you give away. Dr. Martin Luther King had this to say about peace. Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. Clearly, we still long for peace as a people. Christians call Jesus the Prince of Peace. Leaders, poets, artists, musicians, all have addressed our most inborn desire for peace. Jimi Hendrix said, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. One of my favorite reflections of peace, though, came from John Lennon, who simply said, give peace a chance. Wouldn't it be nice to give peace a chance, a real chance? You see, I have this crazy, insane, altruistic, pie-in-the-sky, loving belief that the world would be a better place If when we look into the eyes of others, there, somewhere behind the differences, we could see a reflection of the divine, a reflection of our commonalities, a reflection of ourselves, and that in seeing that reflection in others, we could choose to make peace with them over war. We could choose to pursue peace rather than strife. We would choose to nurture peace rather than division, to practice peace rather than hate. I am an unabashed, unapologetic, unrelenting peacemaker. I hope you either are or will choose to be too, because peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. And it will take every single peace that we can find to usher it in. We also need to realize that practicing peace is not a lackadaisical pursuit. It is active. It is done in the streets of our cities, on the campuses of our colleges, in social media, in communities, in city halls, and in the halls of Congress. It is done by actively listening to those who are not being treated justly and adding our voices to calls for justice. Or as the sign in front of our church frequently says, amplify marginalized voices. It is done in the face of systems that wish to perpetuate the dominance of one group over another group. It is done despite the militarization of those who are entrusted in keeping the peace. Dr. King also once famously proclaimed, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." It may bend towards justice, but I am convinced it does not bend gently. It only bends towards justice behind the sweat of the brow, creativity of the mind, and love from the soul of those who believe that every living soul not only desires justice and equality, but has a right to it. Justice is not passive pursuit. The moral arc will not bend without encouragement. We must remember, peace is not a thing you create or a destination you can ever fully reach. Peace is a way of being. It is the attitude of our journey. It is not simply the destination. I believe that we are each the best versions of ourselves when we are practicing peace rather than practicing fear or hate or division. After all, most of us feel much better about life when we are at peace with ourselves, our family, and with each other. When we are found at peace, or at least found being peaceful, we tend to make better decisions, create a better environment in the world around us, perform most of our tasks at a higher level, and even find life in general to be more satisfying. And with that, I'd like to share my Christmas wish of peace with you. One of the first memories I have of deeply wanting something more for Christmas, more than presents, more than parties, more than lights hanging on a tree. It happened when I was listening to Amy Grant's, probably in the 80s, Amy Grant's Grown Up Christmas Wish. No more lives torn apart, wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts. Everyone would have a friend, and pride would always win, love would never end. So, with not quite the poetry of her song, I give you my grown-up Christmas wish. I wish for everyone to be loved deeply by someone. And I want them to know that they are loved that way without any doubt. Life is hard enough. Being loved like that makes it a bit easier. I wish for the childhood lesson of sharing to carry over into adulthood. It could solve homelessness, hunger, poverty, in an instant. I wish for the love of money and power to be overcome with the love for each other and a recognition of the very value of every life. We could see an end to war, homelessness, and loneliness. I wish each of us could see that we are much more alike than different. And I wish we always could focus on the similarities. It would aid in the long journey of humanity towards ending racism, sexism, classism, cisgenderism, heterosexism, and so many other isms. I wish for there never to be another child who's made to feel forgotten, unwanted, unloved. I wish for it to be impossible to hide heartache behind a smile so that we can always know who we need to embrace. I wish for those who are sick to always be cared for and never worry about the cost of care. I wish for all of us to see that life itself is the gift. Life itself is the gift. Not the stuff wrapped in pretty paper this season. Not money we can earn. Not the job we do. Not the lifestyle we lead. Not the treasures we store up. Life. Every minute, each second, each moment is a gift. I wish for us all to spend more time celebrating that and less time struggling through it. All because we've been taught to believe the real gift is money, the lifestyle, the stuff. I wish for peace. For you, for me, for our communities, for the world. I know it might seem a bit unrealistic, but it is also beautiful. I happen to believe that something that beautiful is worth wishing for, working towards, and believing in. And that's my Christmas wish for peace. Merry Christmas. David, can we have some more music, please? Thank you. Thank you so much, David. For those who are here and those online, if you want to hear more from David and about David, you can go to davefoxmusic.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, music is spelled with a CK.
CK with the music part. And you can learn even more about what Dave does and hear some of his music. I encourage you to do so. Those online, again, if you would leave a comment of where you're watching from. Also, just a reminder, you can go to our webpage, athinkingchurch.org, and donate to the top right-hand corner. We're going to enter into a more inward turn moment in our worship here today. Consider this a prayer, if that is what's right for you, a meditation for some, and others just a moment to breathe and let these words come to you. Let us bow our heads together. Peace escapes us as a people. We tend to think of it as a destination rather than a way of life. We act as if we can create it in the world and then just sort of live in it. May we learn that peace does not work that way. May we learn that peace is a life perspective much more than it is a state of life. May we learn that peace is a way of being, a way of living, a way of relating to others much more than it is a distant goal to achieve. Let us grow hearts and minds that deeply value lives of peaceful being. And let us see clearly that life lived that way is what it is intended to be. May we be found not so much simply at peace as much as being peace, doing peace. May we be found creating peace through our actions and words and day-to-day lives. And may our lives shout to the mountaintops of hate and violence and disharmony and turmoil, let there be peace on earth. And let it begin now.